Hey everybody, thanks for listening to episode number 43 of Hardwick Sound. My name is Caleb, and joining me as always are my family. So let's see, who wants to go first this week, guys?
Pick me.
Mama's gonna go first this week. How you doing, Mama?
I'm doing good.
Good for you. Noah, how are you?
I'm okay.
And finally, my brother Seth.
Hiya.
What's up, guys? Anything special been happening to y'all?
I've spent the last, 3 days on my computer working on the layout for SpaCon.
Oh, okay. Why is it take you 3 days to do this?
Because I'm trying to get 25, 30 different people's stuff to all fit together, and they don't cooperate or communicate with each other. So
it's like you're playing Lego God.
I was going to say more like Lego Tetris.
Okay. You know, I don't think God, when he created the earth, was like, okay, well, let's, I don't know why God has a weird accent. Okay.
Okay. Let's see. If I put Africa
we
here.
We all know God has a Morgan Freeman accent.
No, but then I can't. Okay. Then I can put America here and South America here.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Been busy doing that all week.
Hey, you should really come check it out, though.
Sure.
It's September 23rd and 24th, you can go to SpaCon, or it's spa-con.org, and there's a lot of cool things coming. Not just Lego, but other cool things.
There'll be a lot of weird-dressing people.
Yeah.
So, if nothing else, that's worth the price to admission alone.
But even just at the ArcLug table, or at the Lego table, I can't just say ArcLug, because we have Dallas-Fort Worth Lug coming, too.
Okay, well, that's what Seth's been up to. How about anybody else? Mama, what you been doing?
Well, for the last 3 days, I've been scratching.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to go to the vet, you did last week.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm scratching. I just have bug bites.
I don't know. I mean,
Had like an outbreak of mosquitoes in Saline County. I don't know what's going on.
It has been rather wet lately.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
I don't know. Noah, have you done anything?
I'm really proud of myself because I managed to make an Excel formula today that will pull the date, the manufacturer date, out of the serial number on cable boxes so it can tell you whether or not it's still in warranty.
Wow.
That is impressive.
That is impressive. Very cool. I know who I'm going to ask next time I need somebody to do that.
Very cool. I'm glad you accomplished something. So anyway, this past weekend, we got to go up north, by which I mean just a little bit north.
An hour north.
An hour north. It's not very
it
far north.
It was like 2 hours, maybe an hour and a
half. It's funny, though. If you went straight up, it's not that far.
No, we went west and north.
Yeah, we went to NA, not available.
North Arkansas, not available.
Yeah. We went to...
It kind of was unavailable.
We went to rural Johnson County, Arkansas.
Yep. I'd never been there before.
And also we crossed into, whichever county was it?
Pope.
P-O-P-E.
P-O-P-E. Pope County. And we went and we got to do some fun stuff. It was kind of wet and rainy on Sunday, but...
And we were partially in Newton County on and off because the road kind of curved in and out of it a few times.
And that didn't count. Let's see. First, we went to a place called Haw Creek.
Haw Creek Falls.
Correction. Haw Creek Falls. First, we went to Popeye's in Russellville.
Okay, we went to Popeye's in Russellville. And got some biscuits and some chicken strips. Then we drove up to Haw Creek Falls, which was a nice little campground in the valley.
I think I would have enjoyed it a lot more if I had known a little bit more about the history of it before I went.
Did we find more history?
Well, just the history there of the CCC camp, which was actually across the road from Haw Creek Falls. And that to me, that fascinated me. I'd like to go back and see that sometime in the wintertime when the leaves are off the tree so you can actually see where the CCC camp was.
Yeah.
And see some of the stone work that they did in that area.
And then from there, we crossed the Little Piney?
Big Piney.
Big Piney.
Big Piney. We crossed the Big Piney River. We went in towards what is, what were the names of these little towns?
Pelser, Sand Gap.
Lurton,
and
Fort Douglas.
Anyway, some places I'm sure nobody's ever heard of because there's nothing there.
it's pretty remote.
And then we went to Pedestal Rocks
Recreation Area.
And that was interesting. It was wet. It was kind of raining. And to get to the actual place, things to see and do there, which are the Pedestal Rocks, the sign said it was about a mile hike in.
And it was. Ozark Mile.
Yeah, it was. Like, if you do the satellite measurement, it's a mile in. But, boy, like, because it was Ozark Miles, it felt like a lot longer. It took us a long time getting in and out. But
a lot longer than we had anticipated. Yeah.
But then again, the trails weren't so great. It was wet.
There were bears.
We got slightly lost.
Noah got attacked by a bear.
Caleb got held up by bandits that came out of the cave
while
he was trying to GoPro them.
Okay,
Seth got poison ivy.
The last one's not true. No, Seth did get poison ivy.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Okay, good.
I just got chigger bites really bad around my ankles.
I think we all made it without getting poison ivy, which is unbelievable in that place because it was one big, huge poison ivy jungle.
And we just went tracking cross country through it.
Yeah.
Don't tell the government that.
It's a national forest. We're part of the nation, right? Isn't that how that works?
It did say help protect vegetation, stay on trails.
Yeah.
It was a cool place. I like it.
It was a cool place. The rocks and the caves and stuff were pretty cool, but it would be better, I think, if we were there towards the winter.
Yeah. And when the bears are hibernating and I have a flashlight.
Yeah, maybe a little more prepared. But anyway, it was a fun little outing for the day that we got to go out and do some stuff.
My two favorite places were the old abandoned school in Fort Douglas.
Yep.
And the old one-lane bridge across the Big Piney Creek.
Also in Fort Douglas. Thereabout.
Which made me come home and search for anything I could find on Fort Douglas. So if you have any information about Fort Douglas, let me know.
Yep. So before we move into a little game I have for us, I have one other thing I want to point out. So as our semi-weekly game, we like to play Fill in the Blank News. So I have a headline for you this week. It comes from the BBC.
I'm going to win.
Where all the best headlines come from.
They do have some good headlines for some reason.
This one's interesting. Woman finds blank on carrot in garden. Best guesses.
Where is this located? Did this happen in England?
I guess probably. No, I think maybe it was in Canada. I think you said it was in Alberta.
I think a ring, like a wedding ring.
Okay.
Noah?
Dirt.
Hold on.
That was a sub note that there was also some dirt on there.
Is this trying to win? So, like, if I get really close, do I win anything, or should I just be most ridiculous as I can come up with?
It's the BBC. Of course it's going to be ridiculous.
Okay, fine.
So both.
What did the lady find on a carrot in the garden?
It sounds like a joke.
I think she found a rabbit.
The rabbits is coming.
The rabbits is coming.
That's an inside joke you'd have to know from Garfield. All right. Nope. Actually.
Cheesecake?
Mama is correct.
Really?
I just guessed out of the blue.
It sounds like a real news story. Yeah. Woman finds long lost diamond ring on carrot in garden.
Did she lose it?
13 years after she lost it, apparently a carrot grew through it. And they pulled it out. It's like, that sounds like something from the Lord of the Rings. They're like,
wow.
That's how the one ring gets found.
It's
by
growing
a rabbit.
A carrot.
Hi, Frodo. I think I found the ring. It's on me carrot. I think I broke something.
Well, actually, when you read that, my mind went back to when I was 7 years old and I got a pretty ring for my birthday. my birthstone ring, and I immediately lost it out in the dirt in the yard.
You were kind of like Brick when he got a cell phone. You just lose it.
I lost it probably within a day of getting it.
Did you check all the carrots from then on?
Well, no, but I actually did find it.
Oh, really?
About 4 years later when I was out digging in the garden, and I found my ring, and I still have it.
Wow.
I'll put a picture of it on Facebook.
Very cool.
So that's what I went to. That's what I went to in my mind. I thought, hey, maybe she found her ring just like I found my ring.
There you go. Very cool.
Segway.
All right, so let's play a game. What do you say about that?
Sure.
Uh-oh.
Sure. Okay, so this is a game I've kind of wanted to play for a while now, and I'm going to call it Sound Effect Charades.
Okay, sounds good.
Basically, here's how it works. It's like charades, but because it's a podcast, you can't see us do anything, so you have to make sound effects, and sound effects only. So here's basically the rules. You can only make sounds. You cannot use words, so no onomatopoeias. You know what onomatopoeia is?
Nope, no. So I don't have to worry about making
it. All right, no onomatopoeias. An onomatopoeia is a word that sounds like the noise that it makes.
So, like, I can't go moo?
Yeah, that's sort of... if your word was...
Or squeak.
Yeah, exactly. You would have to actually go... You can't say squeak. You know, if it's a dog, you can't just go bark, bark. That's really obvious. You'd have to actually
The dog
bark.
Doesn't sound like a bark. But a bark sounds like a bark.
So, yeah, okay. So
if your word was bark, you couldn't bark?
Just basically don't use any words, okay? You got that?
If it's in the dictionary,
yes,
you can't
sir.
Use it.
Okay, that's pretty much the only rules. So here's how we'll play. I have a bag with some different sound effects you have to make, and then we'll all guess, except I already wrote them down, so I kind of know what they are. So I won't guess, but I'll still make the I'll make sound effects on my turn. How about that?
So are you going first?
Yes. Go first and show us how it works.
Sure. Okay, so I'm going to randomly draw a piece of paper out of this here bag. I'm going to open it up, and then I'm going to make a sound effect, and y'all have to guess what it is, okay? But I can only use sounds. All right, this is a good one to start with. Ready?
Bubbles.
That's it. There you go. That was a good, easy one. So, all right. So Seth gets the point. So Miss Carl is gonna go next with a.
Caleb's not gonna get any points.
But that's I'm not gonna guess. But Seth and Noah are gonna try to guess what Mama's doing here.
I have to take my gum out of my mouth.
Okay.
Tick tick tick. Tick tick tick
clock.
Tick 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 tick.
Alarm.
Tick tick.
A toilet flushing.
I know which one she's doing.
Tick 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 tick.
Roller coaster.
That is correct.
Oh, that was pretty close. Why didn't you go? Ah! Yeah, that would have made more sense.
Yeah, I should have screamed.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard a roller coaster. She goes.
I don't know how to make the swishing noise of the wheels going.
Okay,
on.
Caleb, who got the point?
I don't know.
It was really kind of a tie. How about we do half and half?
I think we'll call it a tie, but let's see. The
half
wave stream suggests that maybe Seth was slightly
Seth
ahead.
Seth moderated faster, but I got Aster.
Oh, you tore it in half. So Seth got roller cat. All right. So hand the bag to Noah. You got one? So here's Noah's sound effect. I should mention that basically the only reason I played this game was I wanted to see Noah try to make sound effects.
You know, that's a good reason. Frog? Bullfrog?
It's a horse.
Okay.
A really sick horse.
I'm pretty sure I didn't put anything in there that
it's
sounds like
cricket?
That.
It's a cricket? A cricket?
Mosquito?
A creaky door.
Even I don't know what he's trying to do.
Sick chicken.
Is it an animal?
It is. It's not living very long.
Okay.
It's not a frog. It's not a locust. All right. Grasshopper.
Caleb, do you know what it is?
I don't. Okay, let's actually.
I think we should allow Caleb.
Is it an animal?
No.
Oh. Okay, we'll take away all the animal clues. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
He sounds like he's got the hiccups. I mean,
do you have the hiccups? All
right.
I think.
He won't stop.
We don't know.
What
can
do
we
do
up?
If we get
all right? If nobody can get it, then I think nobody gets the point.
I get it. No,
I think Caleb gets it.
Caleb gets the point.
All right, here's what I think it is. I think Noah's doing a rocking chair.
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah, that's not how I would have done a rocking chair, but my rocking chair is like. Yours is.
It's a short rocking chair. It's little bitty.
Okay.
So all right.
Caleb gets the point.
I'm not sure I get any points on that, but we'll let Seth go now.
All right. Let's see.
Mama, when she wakes up in the morning.
Actually, that just sounds like Seth when he wakes up in the morning.
A really noisy car.
He does that in a sleep
washing
sometime.
Machine.
All right. Any other guesses?
A cat. Is it an animal?
That sounded like a dog.
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby, are you Scooby-Doo? Scooby-Doo waking up in the morning?
Chicken?
I did not put a chicken in that list, so I don't know what he's doing now.
A raccoon.
It's a possum.
Okay, this has gone on long enough. All right. Do I get to guess now?
Yeah, okay. A lawnmower.
Actually, it's one of two things, but I'm not sure which one he's doing, and I don't want to give away the other one. All right, Seth, tell us what it is.
I'm Nemo.
Finding Nemo?
Elmo?
Sure, I'm the two of those things crossed, which is an emu.
He's an emu. I put in emu / ostrich.
I don't even know what an emu sounds like.
Do they even have
no, I assume ways? They're kind yeah. of like no, a grumbling chicken.
No, they sound like this.
I would not have gotten that.
You don't know that? They
no.
make a really low, like...
I didn't know that either.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why are there not more animated emus, so I would know this?
Everybody go look up a sound effect of an emu or an ostrich, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It's a really low, like...
Your turn to make an awful noise.
All right, guys. It's my turn to make an awful noise.
So far, we're one for...
One for four. We're not doing so great.
Hey, it's not my fault you aren't very good at this.
Actually, somebody guessed mine, so we're two.
Okay.
We're 50-50. Yeah.
All right, here
we have
go.
A winning season. Caleb.
What? Oh, I do sound like that sometimes.
That thing from the island of Singleplectiparian.
All right, let me try it really hard.
It's a steam engine coming to a stop.
Nope. Although that's a pretty good guess. I mean, it's totally wrong, but that's a good way of using your imagination.
A clogged up drain?
No, but you're not that far off. Okay.
Toilet? Coke can.
Yes, that's it.
Oh,
that good click, job. Click. Here, Noah, you get the paper.
I got one.
Good job.
Noah's the only one that's open enough Coke cans to know what that
right.
one is.
Mama's turn.
See, you should have done. Gulp.
Oh, yeah, that would have helped probably. That might have given it away too easy, though.
Okay. Well, we need the help, apparently.
You can't use hand motions.
I know, but I can't make sound effects without using my hands.
All right, Mama.
Are y'all ready?
Ready.
Steam engine? Train?
A machine gun?
Let me try again.
Coca running on a hardwood floor?
Windshield wipers?
Oh. I'm sorry, I can't do this sound.
Try again.
I actually think you're doing really good because I know what you're doing.
Washing machine.
Our washing machine.
If your washing machine sounds like that, you got a problem, okay? It's usually because it's not level.
That's the best I can do. I'm sorry.
It's not a washing machine, but...
Is it an animal?
No.
No. Okay. Is it something that has a motor in it?
No.
No?
No motor.
It's something that goes...
It goes...
A sprinkler.
No, it doesn't.
A yard sprinkler. It's not
It's a different one than what you're thinking, Caleb. Okay, should I just tell everybody?
You better tell us.
It's a handsaw.
Oh. I know what they're going to be.
That's what it sounded like you were doing. It really sounded like you were doing a sprinkler. I'm like,
no, it's not.
That was a handsaw.
Like that?
That just sounds like you're breathing hard. All right, Noah.
He's trying to read.
I'm trying to read your
said.
Handwriting.
Oh, Mama, don't look.
I'm sorry.
It's a sprinkler.
No, it's a good guess, but.
Noah. It's Noah. No, wait, maybe it's me.
I'm so surprised you got this one.
Teenage boy,
but you got it perfectly.
13-year-old boy.
I don't know. IDK. I don't know.
You're all are on the right track.
Who do we know?
In fact, I mean, basically, you got it.
Okay, no, what is it?
It's Caleb. Is it me?
It's exactly what you said. It's Noah.
I said that.
It's Noah shrugging.
I said Noah.
Mm. It's really hard to make that noise without moving your shoulders.
Mm. It is, isn't it? Try to say without moving your shoulders.
Hey, I said Noah.
Okay, I was hoping somebody else would get that one.
I think you should give that one to Seth because he did guess it.
He said Noah first, so we'll give him that. All right, Seth.
Squirrel. A dog. A cat?
I just changed species quickly.
Cat dog. A vet?
It's a
pound?
Dog barking at a cat in a tree.
Is it a place?
Is it something you can eat? Is it the size of a bread box? Or whatever? No.
I don't know. What is it, Seth?
I'm going to keep working on this one.
He thinks he can get it. Hang on. I'm surprised nobody's got it yet, actually.
It's a wildcat. A bobcat.
Oh, you're
it's a Yahoo.
Okay,
I give up.
You were pretty much right,
Caleb. What is it?
It's a lion.
A lion.
It's a sprinkler.
How do you make a better lion noise?
Well, I don't think I've ever heard a lion go
like a bark.
I was
you were roaring.
Okay. Let's do one more round.
A straw.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Any guesses?
reverse bubble blowing?
Nope.
Right. The cable box going out.
Can we do hear it again?
All right, here, I'll do it again. All right.
Toilet flushing?
A balloon popping.
It does not sound like a balloon popping.
Okay, a balloon with the air going out of it.
All right. Sprinkler!
I'll give you a hint. It's a food.
It's a milkshake.
You're close.
Slush?
No.
I think you're frying a hamburger.
Popcorn.
Sure. Nope. Okay, you're all wrong. It was a whipped cream bottle.
Oh.
All right, so I don't know if anybody won that game, but any case, it was kind of fun. Oh, I'll tell you what else was in the bag so y'all know what you missed out on, okay? A sprinkler.
Okay.
Yep. Wind chimes.
Ding, 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 ding.
Tornado siren.
No, no, hold on, hold on. Hold on.
That's not how they do it.
Actually, a tornado siren is actually one steady, solid hum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's...
No, it doesn't go down.
Yeah.
It does when it ends.
Well, it does when it ends, but it doesn't go up and down.
No.
No, just when it ends.
There's actually protocols for different siren types. That's how you know if there's a nuclear war or it's just a tornado.
I haven't heard that one.
Hope I never do. All right, the next one was ping pong.
Ding, 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 ding,
doing. The last doing. Two were NASCAR race.
Caleb playing the keyboard. No, wait, that's me playing the keyboard.
And the last one was lawnmower.
Our lawnmower doesn't make any noise.
Yeah, well, it's electric lawnmower. It's true. No, but I guess a normal lawnmower, you would just go, you'd like, and it'd be like, no, how you have to pull the string. How do you do it? Like that. But you probably would never got that.
And then you get to the rock and it goes. And they come out and start screaming at you for breaking their windshield.
Yeah. Okay, so before we move on, let's hear a quick word from this week's sponsor. In our advancing world, cybersecurity is more important than ever. Why keep up with all those passwords, pins, and security questions? That's why we developed Sound Effect Security, the safest online login software. Simply choose a unique sound effect that you, and only you, would ever recognize. Or choose from one of our many premium sound effects, including Scottish Sea Bubbles. Easy breezy roller coaster.
Tick, tick, tick.
Monday morning emu. And cute and confused cat. So if you're tired of getting locked out of your Yahoo Fantasy League or Pinterest account, throw away that aggravating 8-digit password. Forget your mother's maiden name and try Sound Effect Security. All right, guys, it's time for our final segment of the show. We like to call Sound Advice. Does anybody have any advice for this week's listeners?
I do.
Okay.
I have one.
Don't listen to this week's podcast.
That's kind of late for that.
Well, that was too obvious. Let's keep thinking of anything more original.
If we keep this up, don't listen to
the next week's. If we're not live streaming
either.
On Thursday night. You should watch the Rock and a Hard Place podcast live stream on Facebook now that they're doing it on Thursday night.
Hey, speaking of
but
live
only
streams,
if we're not live streaming.
What is the Rock and a Hard Place podcast?
They're just a couple of guys that talk about Christian rock. They're both kind of radio DJs and stuff. So,
yeah, yep. Cool.
Where would I find that podcast?
Search for Rock and a Hard Place podcast on Facebook.
Can you spell it? Because I know it's not exactly
R O C K. Space, the letter N, space, A, space, hard place, or two words.
I got it.
Seth, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, speaking of podcast live streaming, aren't we doing something special next week?
Yes, we are. Thank you for mentioning it. Next week is our 1-year anniversary party. We'll have been making this podcast for 1 year.
Happy birthday, the way this episode
went, we may or may not get to it.
Then again, maybe not. Maybe we'll just call this one the last episode.
We're just going out with a bang.
Nothing, a crash and a burn.
Or a squeaking sound or a sprinkler.
Yeah, next week we'll have a 1-year anniversary party, and I guess we'll live stream it. We'll see. We're still working on the plans, but I'm sure you'll have seen something on social media about this by the time this comes out. So,
yeah. The bunny rabbits is coming.
The bunny rabbits is coming. Nobody understands what you're talking about. Shouldn't that be the bunny rabbits are coming?
No, it's the bunny, and then the name of the bunny is rabbits with an S on the end of it. So the bunny rabbits is coming.
Yep.
So it's actually correct grammar.
Very good. All right. Does anybody else have any advice?
I have advice.
All right.
My advice is to get your dog's rabies shots updated.
Good. That's really
regularly. Which, and I say that because there is a animal pet clinic shot drive-through thingy in Haskell on the Saturday, September 9th. So, yeah.
Oh, goody. We can take our doggies down.
Yep.
Get rabies
shots. Good for them.
Caleb didn't have to go to the vet again. He just has to go to school.
I have to go to school to get a rabies shot.
So it's down at the school and
yes.
Harmony Grove School.
Saturday, September 9th, noon to 4 p.m. Drive-through clinic, no aggressive pets.
Very good. Cool. I have some advice. And it's basically just that if you're going to go swimming, you should check the water levels before you go.
Yep. We made that mistake, didn't we?
And watch out for fire ants, because I got some fire ant bites.
I have a question.
Sure.
Do other pets besides, like, cats and dogs have to get rabies shots?
I don't know. I mean, like, what, your pet turtle?
If I have a pet lizard, does it have to go and get rabies shots?
I don't think lizards can have rabies.
Yeah, I doubt it.
And birds can't.
Well, what about my pet?
Only mammals can get rabies.
If you have a pet raccoon, you should probably get an rabies shot.
Yes.
But otherwise, I don't know. Well, I'm Caleb Hardwick signing off for once more time.
Yeah. It was a good series while it lasted.
Tune in
next week for season 2.
Season 2. Hey, that's right. All right. So I'm going to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Adios.
We will.
I was going to say adios alligator, but now I can't.
Just say alligator.
Fine, alligator.
We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody. Remember to stay safe,
and don't get an alligator. Hurt.